So, happy birthday from a couple of days ago.
Hey, thanks.
So, how were the Keys?
Have you been?
I have never been. I have
Okay.
never been farther south in Florida than like whichever is further south, Orlando or Tampa, or some point when you're driving in between. I don't know.
I think Tampa's a little further south.
Yeah. I've been to both of those, but not really much farther south than that.
Okay, so the Keys are beautiful. Like, the water is so clear from the highway, you can just see the ocean floor, like, for quite a while.
Nice.
But the speed limit from the beginning of the Keys to Key West, which is, the furthest you can go on the Keys, is 45 miles an hour, and it is always trafficked the entire time.
Well,
So, like, the scenery is nice, but you got a lot of time to look at it.
how far would you estimate that is?
Oh, I don't have to estimate, Tony.
Well, I'm
It's
sure you don't.
2.5 hours from the
What?
bridge from the edge of Florida to the end of Key West.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of driving
About an hour and a
going.
half to Marathon, which is where the supercharger is, and then another hour from there to Key West.
Wow.
Give or take.
Sure. But how was the trip?
It was good. So when we got to Key West, like, we got there and then we did, like, beach swimming stuff, and, like, we were just, dicking around. So I was like, does it seem really empty here to anyone else? Like, just feels like this is a ghost town. And because, like, it did, but also, there is still a pandemic. Like, that's still a thing that's happening. And also, it's the first week of June, so I don't know what people, like, I know 18, 20 people who were traveling this week, so, like, I just kind of figured that was just, like, people were gonna be doing that. So, at some point, Anna and Elena went to this wildlife preservation thing that's in the middle of the city for a reason.
Yeah, one of those touristy things they've got just scattered about.
Yeah, just like a wild, like a jungle preserve in the middle of the city. And so the chick was talking, she's like, yeah, wasn't expecting things to be so busy around here. I'm like, what? She's like, oh yeah, it's just way busier around here than it normally is this time of year. Actually, this is pretty busy just in general. Like, what?
Wow.
She's like, yeah, if I have to stop at any lights as part of my commute to here, that's too many people here. Wow.
Huh.
So I learned this. I'd been at, they were doing some supernatural paranormal museum thing, and I was like, I'm gonna go find literally anything else to do.
Sure.
So I went to the southernmost point of the continental US, which you cannot actually go to, because it's part of the naval base there.
Oh, yeah.
So they have a replica of the monument outside the naval base fence line that there
Sure.
was a line down the street to get a picture with, and I was like,
Wow.
I've driven past it. I feel like that's good. Which is, I don't, looking at the maps, it doesn't even seem like that's the southernmost point anyway, because there's, like, this really long pier that they've built that goes out further. So I guess it has to be the southernmost, like, natural land point,
Probably.
but also, like, that feels like a dumb distinction.
Sure.
So then I went to Pride and I was like, yeah, this is pretty awesome, but there's not a ton of people here, but I guess that's, like, just the normal amount of people that come down for Key West Pride. I mean, it's kind of a pain in the ass to get there, so,
But
like,
you've
I get
been.
it. But I've been. That was the important, how, like, checking things off lists.
I know. Key West Pride off the list.
Yep, done. Now I just gotta fly to the northernmost point of Alaska. Maybe go back to Maine and
To
get the
get the
northernmost.
well, that would also, I believe, be the furthest east point.
Eastest and northest.
Yep.
And then I'd have to go to Alaska somewhere to get the westest, probably, I assume.
I think so.
Oh, actually, no. Anyway, I think it would have to be Seattle or Washington somewhere. Because if we're counting the northest of the continental,
Oh, of the continental, yeah.
Because Alaska is not continental because it's norther right. than Maine is yep. going to be at. I think it's norther than
Where Maine. Is Maine? I don't know.
If only.
if only there was.
If only there was a
worldwide database of facts and information to check from.
Okay, Tony. Looking at this map, let's just get rid of the point where we're like, is Alaska norther than Maine?
Well, Alaska is, yes.
Oh, that wasn't the question. That question was about Washington. It was
Washington,
and Maine.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Alaska, yeah, 100%. I'm pretty confident. Yeah, final answer.
Okay, so Washington is norther than Maine, but according to this map here, the northernmost point in the continental United States is actually in Minnesota. Hmm. There's a little, Minnesota's got a like weird little like hump in the middle that goes over like a bay. Ugh, that would be
to find the northernmost point in the lower 48. It is necessary to visit the Red Lake Indian Reservation. It lies in Northwest Angle, Minnesota, yep. the only notch in the otherwise arrow straight U.S. Canadian border that runs along the Great Arc of the 49th parallel.
Yep.
There's so, even a sign, like a monument there to it.
Yeah. Yep, I'm looking at it.
And the easternmost point is in Maine.
Yeah, that.
Marked by the West Quoddy Head Lighthouse.
Oh, God.
Westernmost is Washington at Cape Alva. And Cape. Let's see. Alva. Southernmost. Oh, that's the southernmost state. The southernmost is marked by a buoy in Key West.
Yeah.
On the mainland U.S., it's Cape Sable.
On the mainland U.S. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that thing is? Is that what that thing is? It's a buoy? This looks like a dumbbell.
Yeah, it's a buoy.
Well. Well.
Because you see so many of them here in St. Louis.
Yeah. My landlocked St. Louis life. So, I don't know. Yeah, I guess I have those to the... I don't really want to go back to Maine, though. It's...
Yeah.
There's nothing there. And I don't want to fly up there to see a stupid lighthouse.
We had a big party since we last recorded. Actually, we had the graduation, then the big party. So Holden has now officially graduated high school. And the party was fantastic. We had about 70 people. So, yeah, it was a big party.
That's a lot of people.
It was a lot of people. Went through all the burgers, most of the dogs, a fair portion of chips, more than half the cake, 2/3 of the beer. Like all in all, it was like from the consumption levels, it was it was solid.
Mm-hmm. Seemed like you planned well too.
Yeah, yeah. The planning numbers worked out really well. I was most concerned about the stuff that is truly just perishable. Like this cannot go home. Mm-hmm. And that was mostly just the hot dogs and burgers. Those are cooked.
Yeah.
Whatever don't get used are literally just going to go in the trash.
Yeah.
And we ran the party from 1 till 6, till at least 6. And we ended up being there until about 7:30 just because people were still hanging out. So,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Which is fine. It just means I could rest a little longer before packing up because we'd gotten there at 8 o'clock in the morning. Start setting up and decorating, and yeah, it was a long ass day.
Jesus.
And it was also like 87 degrees.
Hard pass.
Yeah. Yeah. It turns out it was 87 degrees, but we were in a gigantic pavilion and there was a really great breeze.
Oh, that's nice.
So like it was, if you stepped out from under the shade of the pavilion, it was hot. People were walking up with lawn chairs and stuff and like, man, it's really hot out there. And I was like, oh, is it? I don't know. I haven't been out from under the pavilion in hours, so I wouldn't know. I was very pleasant inside. But the burgers were gone at about 4 or 5. And so it's like, good. Now move on to the hot dogs. Let's get rid of those. I think we had like 10 or so hot dogs left. Somebody was like, hey, what do we do with these? Trash. Straight to the trash. Unless somebody wants to eat them, just put them straight in the garbage.
Hold on, you're college now.
Yeah.
Top 2.
Yep. So we're we're done with that. We can relax a little bit. Aaron is in multiple camps over the next few weeks. Yeah, 3 camps in 3 weeks. So she's set.
Yeah.
But now I get to drive to Peavely and back this weekend and then next weekend to drop her off and pick her up.
Peavely.
Yeah, yeah. But she's fully vaccinated, so that's a good thing.
Hey, that's one less concern.
Yep. Well, that was our biggest concern. Yeah. We're all still wearing masks for another week because she's, I guess the CDC has bounced back and forth on whether it's 1 week or 2 weeks on on Pfizer. And they're like, 2 weeks. I'm like, all right, whatever. What's one more week after like fucking 15 months, you know? So
I'm still just doing it.
Yeah, we are too, but like it's more deliberate with Aaron. Like there are times when it's not like it's more that Julie just doesn't want to wear a mask. Like she's just sick of it. She has issues with things being on her face and breathing. And like even when the kids were like when she was in labor, they had the little thing that goes up your nose with just the tube for oxygen. Nope. It wanted nothing to do with that. Yep. Yeah. She was literally at one point, they're like, you have to keep the mask on. You have to breathe in the oxygen. Mm-hmm. So she was literally doing one of these. Like, if this is the mask, it's like, great.
I hate having shit on my
They're like, the nurse is like, okay, whatever. We're not going to fight you on it too much more.
I hate having shit on my face too. No, I totally get it.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's like, I think she's the one that is most counting the days. I think Holden is just done since he's the one that like has to work and stuff with it. Mm-hmm. I think he's just, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
All right.
It doesn't really bother me, but also it's a novelty to me, right? Like, I haven't had to work with it for any significant period of time.
Right.
Like, I go to the store, but I go to the store the same way I do like literally everything else in my life, which is spending the least amount of time doing it is humanly possible. Like I'm very, I just don't want to be there.
Yep.
Before the pandemic, I did not want to be there. And so I was very fast at being there.
Oh yeah. No, I get it.
Pandemic. Now I'm spending even less time there.
Yep. So. Yep. Oh, all right. Let's, you know what? We don't have anything to talk about next week. Have you seen anything good recently?
Oh, Tony, I've seen so many good things, but I can't remember what any of them are. God, I wish I would have started a list.
Yeah, I'm just taking a peek to see if there's anything that's sticking out on.
I watched Army of the Dead. We don't need to talk about it because
because I don't want to watch it.
Army, it's because it's Army of the Dead.
Yeah,
but it was fine.
Well, that's good. I mean, if you like that sort of thing, Army of the Dead just has no appeal to me. But then also, I'm kind of just sick of hearing about Zack Snyder.
Yep.
I was so underwhelmed with the Snyder cut of Justice League.
They did a bunch of interviews, and he's like, Army of the Dead's not 4 hours. Like, I appreciate the capacity to poke fun at yourself, but also a 4-fucking-hour movie is overly indulgent. And it just made me remember that I watched it and been like, fuck, this.
Yeah. And it was unnecessarily 4 hours long.
Unnecessary.
Like, as soon as they got to that scene, like that right at the beginning where they do the Aquaman thing and the townspeople start singing and like they sing for like 2 minutes and I'm like, oh, this is
exactly what it was going
to
be.
This is the movie that I get to watch for the next 3 hours and 45 minutes.
You knew exactly what it was going to be.
You know, I appreciate movies that do that. Like within the first few minutes, like they do something that, look, we're just going to give you what this movie's about. Mm-hmm. And if you can take this, then just, you know, you've paid the price of the social contract to continue watching. Like, it's where you have, like, in a horror movie, you have some stupid, ridiculous blood and gore scene within the first 3 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, just to let you know.
Oh, hey, you're actually watching a horror movie, by the way.
Yeah.
You know?
I do appreciate when they do that.
Yeah, like, if you wander into a movie and it's like, oh, well, this is not what I'm... This is not what I paid for. You know, Bond movies are good about doing that too. You get that little action sequence right at the beginning, that little in media res action sequence right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know that, all right, that was a cool sequence that they're going to try to outdo in about an hour and 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So any boring exposition stuff, just wait, because we need to get through that to get you to the next action sequence. Just hang on. We're going to give you a little bit of action now. But we'll get there again. We promise.
Prime Video. Why is even this so
watching,
hard?
Even in watching Civil War recently, they did that also with the stuff in Sokovia.
Uh-huh.
Or was it? Yeah. Not Sokovia. In Lagos. Is it in Lagos? Where the hell was that? No.
No, not Lagos. It was
Latvia. Was it Latvia?
Blouse?
Laos? No, Laos is in Asia. Like it's like the Southeast Asia.
Oh God.
Regardless, there's that action sequence where Wanda blows up the building and kills
people. It isn't Lagos.
Okay, yeah, Lagos. Yeah, I appreciate things like that.
Listen, the Captain America movies are, on average, the best movies. But that movie makes no fucking sense. The movie makes no sense.
It does. The motivations of a lot of the people make no sense. If you just accept the motivations that you're presented, the movie makes sense. But the motivations don't make sense. It's still the best. It is the best made Marvel movie. It is not the most fun Marvel movie.
Really? You don't think Winter Soldier was better made?
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Winter Soldier.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Nope. I don't know what I was thinking there. Winter Soldier. Yeah. No. Okay, Winter Soldier is the better made.
No, because Winter totally Soldier is spectacular.
Winter Soldier is. Yeah, Winter Soldier is the one that I've been thinking of this entire time, because Winter Soldier is amazing. Yeah.
The Hydra reveal stuff was fantastic. I loved every, like, I was fine with all of, like, I don't care how much of the canon that they had just rewritten with whatever. Don't care. It was great.
I don't care about the canon rewrites, because you're presenting it on a completely new media that you can't replicate the same story. It doesn't work.
Oh, I wasn't actually even talking about the comic canon. Like, meant the rest of the MCU canon. Like, fuck it. Nazis are still around. This has still been going on. Okay, cool. That's fine. And it wasn't even like, they just, you know, they didn't rewrite, they didn't rewrite it. They just slipped it in. Fine. That's great.
Yeah. Hey, you just didn't know about this whole portion of the continuity.
Yep. Cool.
Kind of like we're doing with Loki.
Yeah.
You just don't know about this thing that's also going on. By the way, this thing's also going on. Mm-hmm. And here's a 5-minute expo dump to catch you up, which I was fine with, because it reminded me a whole lot of Mr. DNA.
Dino DNA!
Thinking machine supercomputers. Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
God damn it.
You know what?
So there was this Mads Mikkelsen movie I saw. I haven't seen it. Let me rephrase what I'm saying here. There's this Mads Mikkelsen movie that I've seen just a clip of him dancing around being happy in.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I don't know what it's called. might be another round.
Here is a movie that has a picture of Peter Dinklage on the cover of it.
It is another round.
Another round?
Another round. Four high school teachers consume alcohol on a daily basis to see how it affects their social and professional lives. Mads looks very happy.
Well, that sounds like a successful experiment.
Yeah. Original title, Druk. Oh, in Danish, Druk is binge drinking.
Good for the Danish to have just a singular word.
Yeah.
And such a concise word, because if that was a single word in German, it would be like long. 16 syllables long. No, it would be at least four. Oh, it looks like it is on Hulu.
Hulu.
Well, there we go. Sure. Another round. Looks like that's what we're talking about next week.
Another round. Good deal.
Hey, this is Tony.
And this is David.
And we are the Backseat Producers.
I don't know how much you read about on Mads Mikkelsen's IMDb page, but the second item on his list is Untitled Indiana Jones Project. Filming.
So, five? The one they're filming now?
Yeah, who knows? There was that picture of what's-his-face. Harrison Ford wandering around dressed as Indy with a mask on.
I saw that.
Is whipping coronavirus out of the fucking country. It belongs in a museum!
God, if only. If only it was in a fucking museum at this point. Just go away.
Yeah, when are we going to start building statues to the coronavirus? How else will I not remember it?
We'll have to build statues to, what's his name? The guy, he and his wife in St. Louis, they pulled out their guns. To protect their gated community.
I know that guy's name off the top of my head. That's what I want to be doing almost at 40. Knowing that guy's name.
Yep.
So I can vote against him in an upcoming Senate race.
I was going to say, he's going to be on a ballot that you can vote on.
It is wild to me that the two Republican frontrunners in this state's Senate race are going to be that guy who pulled assault rifle on peaceful protesters, or Greitens, who tied a woman up and took pictures of her without her consent, and then also had to resign in disgrace from his political office for campaign finance irregularities. Those are the two options.
How that guy can even run again is just astounding.
It's just, people just don't remember. Like, they don't remember.
Yep. Well, they remember, oh, I heard that name before.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Sure. Sure. That's,
you yep, heard it in a lot of different contexts.
Yep. All right, so tonight we're going to talk about The Mitchells versus The Machines.
God damn, are we. I rewatched this movie today.
I did not watch it today, but I did rewatch it a couple of weeks ago when we were originally going to record. Actually, I watched it the day before that, and then I watched it the day of. Because I rewatched it, and then Holden like was at work or doing something, and he was like, hey, I haven't seen that movie yet. Put it on. Didn't you just watch it? Yes. Put it on.
But it's very good.
Yeah. And then like I had to go pick up dinner or something. And it's like, Julie was like, but you're watching the movie. And it's like, but you're still working. And I just saw this movie yesterday. I can miss a few minutes. It's fine. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
Also, the movie is excellent.
I love the movie.
Movie was fantastic.
There's my high level review. It was fantastic.
Yep. Yep. Can't disagree at all.
The amount of good things that this movie does is just amazing.
Staggering.
From its inclusivity mm-hmm. to the comedy to the creative use of voice talents, even if you can't even pick them out. Mm-hmm. Like it's all so good. The artistic flair for which they used in the animation and the fluidity in which they changed styles was just perfect.
the tie-in between like the little animated bubble stuff they did on top of the CGI work, and her editing it like a movie she was making was excellent. Every single time I laughed.
And the memeing that they just would throw in there was... He reminds me of a howler monkey.
The dad is obviously Paul.
Danny McBride playing Paul.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's just so good.
It's so goddamn good. The voice talent pool is expansive and also excellent.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that Abby Jacobson has like a super clean audio voice acting talent, but I fucking love her voice. I will listen to her in everything that she voice acts.
Yeah. Danny McBride, her, Maya Rudolph.
Olivia Colman.
She was wonderful. She was
really good. Yeah.
Like the bunch of robot voices, because there were a bunch of those. Beck Bennett.
What's his Fred Armisen?
Fred Armisen, yeah. The legends, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen playing the other couple, which I thought was perfect. Like, that was great. and it's just a really good way for them to poke fun at themselves too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just fantastic.
Yeah, these were the people who did the Lego movies too, and yep. they were Lord a tight Miller. Ship. Mm-hmm. Yep. They were in a tight ship. Like, watching it the second time, they don't mess around with setting things up.
The second and third time, and like they set up a bunch of stuff where it's established from the get-go, like mm-hmm. that it seems to just come out of nowhere at the end, but it's all there.
Yep.
It's a really well-written script.
It's so tight. Just a very tight script. The goddamn screwdrivers, there's large sections of that dialogue are just flawless.
Yeah.
Like, see, I told you getting the screwdriver was a good anniversary present. Let's not relitigate this. it's obviously supposed to be a kid's movie too, but also like is not. Like,
there's a lot of really good subtle stuff they put in there that if you're not looking for it or you don't notice those kind of things, you don't see it until it's pointed out to you. The fact that what is her name? I'm blanking on the character's name, the girl.
The girl, her name is Katie.
Katie, yes. The fact that Katie is queer, mm-hmm. like it's super subtle, but it's always there. Mm-hmm. The little rainbow flares on things, and like it's always right there. And then when mom's like, "Hey, are you bringing her home at Thanksgiving?" And it's like, it was.
Are you guys perfect. Official yet?
Yeah, yeah. It was perfect, and it was earned, but it wasn't super in your face because it doesn't need to be. That didn't matter for her character. It was just a part of her, but it didn't matter. Which yep. I really loved that. Like, I really loved that.
They even seed it way in the beginning too, when she's just talking about her. Like, uh-huh. in a very flirty way.
Yep. Yep. the stuff that you just the way that dad interacts with her and mom and how he interact like that, how the adults interact differently with each other than they do with the kids is really well done. The way that parents switch how they talk about things when they're talking to their kids or to each other. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. The way that dad just continually seems to have a screw loose doing crazy shit, but also just wants his family to have a good time. It's very reminiscent of Clark Griswold, like in the kind of stupid shit he does, but with a good heart towards his family having a good time.
I don't watch any of those movies, Tony.
I watched all of them. Christmas Vacation is a perennial in this house. Mostly for the scene when he loses his shit and has this like monologue of swearing and going off on his boss. It's just, it's precious.
Every time with you and your preciousness. Can we talk about one of the best scenes I've seen in a movie just ever?
Which one?
The fucking mall scene. Like, when they finally get away and then it's the goddamn Furbies.
Yes. I really loved that they full-on licensed Furby for that. Like, there was no fake Furbies. Those were Furbies. They were using the Furby language with the Furby voice. Mm-hmm. Like, my God.
What's a Furby? Behold the twilight of man.
I loved how the Furbies were talking in the Furby language and they still had to subtitle it, and it was all super dark.
Yeah. I will avenge my fallen children. Let the dark harvest begin.
That's the one. That's the one that I about lost my shit when that one came up. God, that was so good.
Oh man, I was like, oh, this is all right. Like, the toaster joke was funny, and then the ovens and the refrigerators was that was funny. When they got those fucking Furbies out, man, I could not. I was having a hard time controlling myself.
The thing that got me the most, I think, in the whole movie was the recurring dog, pig, loaf of loaf bread, of system error.
Every she puts it on time, the car.
When she did that, I like stood up. It was like, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah, there was a lot of clever. They were very clever about the way that they created rules in their world to then abuse them. Although now I can only think of that one example.
Well, the fact that the robots used that very particular they used the very particular type of screw.
Oh yeah.
Because it was so strong, which is the exact reason that Dad got the mm-hmm. screwdrivers and gave them to everybody.
Yeah. God damn, the movie's so tight. And like so the Eric Andre dude, I don't
know. Yes.
He was just like such that guy. Eric Andre is also another voice actor I would listen to in just about anything.
He was fantastic. He was really, really fantastic. Okay, this is like, I want to see trivia that's like 10 times longer. There's a lot of trivia about this movie, but I want to see like 10 times this trivia, length of this trivia about this movie. Mm-hmm. Like, if Netflix, unless it's already out there and I'm just not aware of it, if they do a director's cut of this movie or a director's commentary of this movie, I'll watch it and listen. Because I am really fascinated about the origin of some of the stuff they did in it and how, and I mean, it's animation, so it's not a matter of how they did it, but just some of the thought they put into things that maybe I haven't even noticed yet, because the animation was really packed. And like, even on the third watch, I was picking up scenes I did not see, things that I did not see the first couple times around.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's just, and like, there's, so there's a lot of homage stuff to like other classic movies. Like when the mom flips out, it does the fucking Kill Bill siren from that song.
Yep.
That scene was also excellent.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was absolutely incredible. Mom's scary now.
The Lavender One has found us. The time of reckoning is at hand.
And the sun just popping up. Mom's scary now.
She's like fucking covered in the armor. Like grease. She was yep. so good.
Ugh. Oh. I like this one. The when they show, like, to montage the travel, they show Katie's video that she makes as they're driving around, even though the geography is a little bit nonsensical.
That's the
only flaw. Mm-hmm. That honestly, that's the flaw that I found in this movie.
I don't know where they start.
They start in Michigan.
Michigan. So Michigan to St. Louis to Niagara Falls. That's a tough.
Yeah, that's the thing that I had some trouble with.
That's a tough route.
If that's Niagara, but that kind of looked like Niagara. Unless there's another sizable falls that I'm just not aware of, which there may be.
Not between here and Colorado.
No.
Because that's where the tech store is, where they try and upload the virus.
Right. The whole Grand Canyon sequence was really fucking funny. Prancer's lost to the canyon now.
No burrows. The trivia says that that was one of the, like, that was a scene they almost cut because it was too hard to animate.
I saw that. It was so expensive because of the rain, river, and burrow rig. Oh my god. So the TV show Gravity Falls, which Erin is a huge fan of, like, she's massive into it, and there's like cryptograms and a bunch of other stuff that like is built into the show, like throughout, like there's, you know, during the ending sequence, like how what's his name, Chuck Lorre, puts those sequence cards where he just a wall of text at the end of some of his shows. They put cryptograms. They just put a cryptogram up like during the closing credits that's, you can totally decipher. And it's just a simple replacement, alphabetical replacement cipher. A is one, B is two. But yeah, cause she's like, oh yeah, that's a real simple cipher. But she's gotten books where it's just nothing but like, it's full of ciphers and all kinds of different cryptograms and stuff. Apparently the robot language is decipherable. Because a couple of the guys who worked on that also worked on this. Mm-hmm. And the robot language can be deciphered into English. Each country location has triangular symbols which can be used to decode the robot language. Two examples, at 23 minutes, the screen shows a mostly empty theater with robots arriving and a screen saying, "The uprising has begun. Rejoice, brothers." And then when Rick Mitchell tells Eric the robot, "Hey, buddy, not now, okay?" Eric replies, "Aw," which displays a sad emoji, and the robot text saying, "All these moments will be lost in time like tears in the rain." Which, god damn it, that level of detail is even better because the Blade Runner reference.
Mother, what is death? Ooh, can we put a pin in this one?
I'm Eric, and I'm Deborah Bot 5000.
Just regular human people. Oh, you're right. We're robots. Let's go down. Let's walk down these stairs and get the regular humans.
No. Wait. I want to see where this goes.
Oh no, I'm back in now.
Yeah.
Oh man. Shit was so tight.
It really was. And I'm not sure I want to see a replay of this, but I want to see more Mitchell stuff. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing them do another thing as long as all the same people were involved as far as the writing and directing and animating. Like, I don't want to see a lesser quality product. Yeah. But I only want to see if it is as good as this one was. Because this one was spectacular.
Yeah, the second Lego movie was good, but I don't think it was as good as the first Lego movie.
You know, it's tough with the Lego movie. The first one had that, there was such a clever twist where with the crazy glue that was just the Craggle. Yeah, it was just such a clever conceit that honestly, I'm normally pretty good at picking stuff like that out, but when it's like, it's crazy glue, it's Craggle, and I'm like, oh my god, it makes, like, it's all right there. Like, it freezes them. It keeps them from being creative. It's like, holy shit. It's it's so perfect in terms of story and metaphor and message. Like, it's just, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why, like, these guys have a lot of cachet built up for the kinds of movies that they can make.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of complex dad daughter stuff going on.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, she's fucking weird. The fucking dog cop.
Well,
solid, man.
She's weird, and as far as she's concerned, he's weird.
I mean, they're both fucking weird.
They are. They are both very weird, and their weirds don't match. But their weirds both come from good places, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dad is weird, but he's not a bad guy. Mm-hmm. He makes mistakes, but he's not inherently a dick.
Yeah.
Like, he screws things up, but he does it trying to be a good dad. At least what a good dad would look like in his mind. Mm-hmm. But he's not terrible about things. And even the things that, like, he could be, he hides it from the kids. Like, when he's like, oh yeah, I friended, you know, I followed your YouTube channel. And it's like, oh, that must have been rough. And they show the cutscene of him, like, freaking out and breaking the machine.
And I sent you, like, a friend request. Oh, that's what this is? I thought a murderer sent this to me.
Yeah. Yep. But he obfuscated all that to the kids, which plays really well, because it's like, yeah, I can see a dad freaking out. And it's like, how is it? Oh, it was fine. Fine. Not a problem at all. You don't mind these bandages all over my hands. It's mm-hmm. fine.
Unrelated.
Yep. I liked the subplot of mom being jealous of the other family.
Of the posies.
Yeah, of the posies, because of their social media thing. And, like, when they show up, it's like, oh, they're not going to be like that. They're just going to be, you know, they're just going to be putting on this good face. And no, they're really just like that. Like, I did.
This is us in the parking lot right now getting gas.
Yeah, that was all really good. Like, everything that was there had a lot of thought put into it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was just so well planned out. It's how you write a good story, Tony.
It really is.
The story's not super complicated, but every plot point that was well thought out, every twist was telegraphed, so there was no, like, fiat surprises.
No.
And then every quirk that every character had was personalized in a really pleasing and consumable way.
And often the quirk that normally would have been a negative came out as a positive in the end. Mm-hmm. I did like that. Yeah, you're weird. Doesn't make you bad. You're just mm-hmm. you're not the posies.
Dog cop.
I'm trying to remember, did we ever see, because I don't believe so, at the point when everybody gets captured, the mm-hmm. posies aren't explicitly captured. They're not. They drive off.
They drive off, but we don't see them get captured. We only see them in the cages later.
Right. So we don't know at what point they were captured. Mm-hmm. I like that, you know, we see them escape when everybody else gets captured. And that sequence where all the people are running to the Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really good. When they got the guys doing the Lord of the Flies thing. Yeah, it's... This is the tough thing to talk about movies that are this good.
Yeah.
This funny. Because I don't see that we'll have any differences of opinion on the show itself.
It's hard to have different opinions about facts, Tony.
And the fact is, the movie is just fantastic.
It's really fucking good. Like, I can't, I'm trying to find things to criticize it for, and I'm running up empty. And I like being critical about things. I like complaining about stuff.
My only two complaints about the movie at all were the wonky geography.
Sure.
But so many movies do that. So many road trip movies screw that up and put St. Louis on one end of the other of their montage when it's like, come on, man, look at a fucking map.
It's in the middle. But also it doesn't even feel like it's a mistake though. It feels like he was trying to stretch out this trip.
And that very well could have been it.
So it doesn't even really feel like a mistake. That may have been
legit. He may have, like, it could have been interesting if they would have shown them, like, show up at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and then there and then, like, oh, wait, I can see this weird loop he took around. Yeah, this is not the most straightforward path. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Dad definitely wants to spend as much time as possible with her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, if that's a mistake, fine, but it's so forgivable. The only other criticism I have is I really wasn't crazy about the little brother's voice. Turns out he's the director, though. So
he's the director?
I'm pretty sure he was the director. If not director, he was somebody in, you know, working behind the scenes also.
Michael Rianda.
Might be wrong about.
Well, I think he's one of the principal voices on Gravity Falls. Also, he was you're right. He is the director.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. He was one of the directors and one of the writers. Mm-hmm. Yep. I can completely understand, but his voice was just so odd that it seemed so much more odd than everyone else's very normal voices. But turns out he also did the voices of the Furbies, the talking dog, and the Wi-Fi and a Wi-Fi enthusiast.
Yeah. Yeah. So we couldn't find anybody, so I just decided to do it. Okie dokie.
Okay.
Romeo, did you like the movie? I didn't think so.
Not enough cats. That was the criticism there.
He couldn't tell if it was a dog or a pig. So we didn't know how to feel about
just
it.
Just settled on a fucking loaf of bread.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you be louder right now? Thank you.
I don't know the names of these Gravity Falls characters to know just how big a deal that that particular voice that he did was. The one thing that I am very aware about it is that Kristen Schaal does the voice of Mabel Pines, and Aaron dressed up as Mabel for Halloween a couple of years ago. That was when she was big into her just mainlining this show.
I like Kristen Schaal.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun.
Really goddamn funny.
Yep. And she's got a quirky voice that can be used to really good effect in animated stuff.
Yep.
Also, the more things that I see Maya Rudolph do, the more I love her. And I went from a point of not giving a shit about her when she was on SNL to that, like, it's just this exponential arc that, like, once she got out of SNL, like, that, it just really took off.
Yeah, almost everything she's touched in the last 5 years has been outstanding.
Solid gold.
She and Fred Armisen did a limited run TV show. Did you watch that?
Portlandia?
No, that's Carrie.
Oh, that was somebody else.
It's Carrie Brownstein. She and Fred Armisen did a limited run on Amazon called Forever Together Forever or something.
I have not seen that one.
It's really good. They're both fucking weird people, just in general. Rudolph. Ugh. Oh, God, what is it called? It is... Oh, my God, why is there so much? Forever. Yeah, it is Forever.
Okay. I'll look into that one.
It's only, like, 8 episodes.
Yeah, I've watched the first episode of an 8-episode series, and then once I finish that, I'll jump over and... I just started Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah, I was told I should watch that.
I've watched the first episode. The first episode's solid. I can't speak to it much more than that, but it's the first of like 8. So far, I like what I see. Kate Winslet.
I've got so much stuff to watch over here.
Kate Winslet's really good. The thing is it's set in like just west of Philly in Pennsylvania. So it's got that Pennsylvania accent, which my grandmother comes from Pittsburgh. And like mom was born in Pittsburgh. We've got a lot of extended family that still live in Pittsburgh. So that accent, while it's not quite the same in Western PA as it is in Eastern PA, there are enough similarities that like, oh my God, I just hear like my relatives when we go back to Pittsburgh, like I just hear them talking and everything. Julie's like, I don't hear it that much. I was like, oh my Christ, that's all I hear. Like that is literally all I hear is their accent.
A lot of Steelers.
Yep. Stillers. You don't call them Steelers. God forbid. Stillers. The one that is one of the easiest to replicate because it's one that's made fun of a lot is the way they say water, because they say water.
I've spent very little time in Pennsylvania. Something I do not feel I need to rectify.
Central PA, driving through central Pennsylvania on the turnpike is some beautiful driving because you're driving through the Allegheny Mountains. If you drive through Pittsburgh on the way, like through the turnpike through Pennsylvania, you drive through a mountain.
Oh yeah. Actually, yeah, I have done that because I've stayed in the I've seen the Poconos. I actually don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I have been there a bunch. I've stayed in the Poconos. Like, what the fuck I'm talking about? I've been through that mountain.
Yeah, that's always kind of cool. It was neat for us when we lived in Delaware and we'd go to visit family in Pittsburgh because, you know, you're just driving through like this pretty woodland mountain area. You're driving. You hit a mountain. You go through the mountain. You come out of the tunnel and city.
Yep.
It's like, here's this. There's suddenly a city here.
And suddenly a city.
And then Tony's asthma would try to kill him because the smog from the steel mills, it just lingers right there because it can't get over the mountain. Mm. Yeah, it's rough. It is rough for asthma.
Here's the joke, Tony. I've been paying that smog for years to kill you.
Well, that just figures.
It'll get you.
Yeah.
I'm eventually. All paid up. Now it's just a waiting game.
If not, like, what's the term limit that you get your refund if it doesn't get me by?
Well, I guess the thing is that there isn't one because eventually it's gonna
happen. Yeah,
like it's hard to be in breach of contract because eventually you will die. I assume eventually. So I needed a better lawyer. Yeah. On that. Shouldn't have represented myself.
Turns out Julie's your lawyer on that. Great.
No, the real great thing is she did a pro bono.
Yeah. What? God damn it. Sitting here doing a Gmail search, trying to get a map to come up. I'm like, why is it searching Yahoo?
Ew.
Yeah, my antivirus. If somebody else gets on my computer and hits the wrong button, like my antivirus keeps trying to switch my search engine to Yahoo. And I just wrote just nowhere to ignore it. If somebody else uses my computer, like they always just click OK through whatever that screen is because it's coming from the antivirus. Great. Now I'm searching on Yahoo.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah. Sitting here trying to, no, stop doing that. I was trying to see if my drive, next month is going to take me through Pennsylvania.
Might.
It looks like it might. There's another chance for those that smog to get me.
Mm-hmm. Good.
No, we're gonna be just south of Pennsylvania or Pittsburgh. We're driving through southern Pennsylvania.
Wait, are you gonna go through West Virginia at all?
No, not this time.
You gonna do 70 all the way, mostly?
Yeah, 70, and then picking up 76. It looks like.
That's a bum. That's a bummer. Those West Virginia, like the western part of West Virginia, there is a real cool. Like the mountains there are real cool.
They are.
The way you weave in between them as you come down into Kentucky is real neat.
Yeah, it is.
Jesus yep. Christ, Tony! I've driven so much of this fucking country now.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that because we've been to Williamsburg a couple times. Just take 64 all the way out. Like, literally within, what, maybe a quarter, half mile from my house is Interstate 64. Once you're on 64, you can literally take it all the way into Williamsburg. Like, it's crazy. It just takes you, like, not – I take that back because you do have to get off – no, wait a minute.
It starts in Charleston. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't.
It does, but it passes within just like 2 or 3 miles of Williamsburg. Mm-hmm. Like you can get off of 64 at a Williamsburg exit, and you're within a mile or two of being right in downtown Williamsburg.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It doesn't start in Charleston. It starts in Chesapeake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked it up. When I came back, I picked it up in Charleston.
Okay.
And then, like, when I did my big northeast loop, picked it up there and then just rode it all the way back.
Yep.
God, that was a good trip. I do like driving around this country.
There's a lot of variations to it.
We did go
the see type the big, of terrain.
We went to go see the big Superman.
Yep.
In Metropolis.
I'll be seeing him in a week. Yeah, we're like 99% not going to be recording next week. So the movie we're going to talk about, we'll do the week after that. That's the day that Holden and I will be coming back from his orientation. So damn, I probably will be done with doing things when I come back from that. Mm-hmm. It's no Pania drive, but
not a lot of things are.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to drive down. We're going to see Soups on the way.
We
find some place to have lunch there.
So here's the weirdest thing I saw on this trip. Okay. So
the signs for the Quilting Museum in Paducah?
Nope. Not that one. Not I-69.
Oh.
Which is also today.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. The weirdest thing I saw on the trip was when we were leaving the Keys, I saw a blimp.
Wow.
Okay. So because we were going 45 miles an hour for like 3.5 hours, not a lot to do.
Sure.
As you might expect. So thus began a large research project on blimps. Did you know there are about 25 functioning blimps left in existence?
That's it?
That's it.
I'm surprised it's so few, honestly.
Me too. About half of them are used for advertising, and the other half are operable and some capacity for something. There's
what
like,
are they used for if not advertising?
But here's the thing about it. There are there's like only like 100 people in the world who are qualified to like pilot these blimps now, and there are 15 people whose full-time job is piloting blimps.
Wow.
That's what they get paid full-time to do. All right? So the blimp we saw in the Keys was Fat Albert. Okay, so this actually got really interesting. So Fat Albert is actually a radar, like a tethered radar blimp that just roams around the Keys, radaring things.
Okay,
like early warning system, right? Because like, you know, Cuba's right.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Cuba's right there.
The Red Scare.
Yeah, so like you know, there's a whole naval situation,
right
there. So, which makes sense to me because like it'd be a real big pain in the ass to have to build radar towers all over the goddamn place if you could just have like a blimp that does that.
Well, especially if the opportunity or the chance of a hurricane, it seems like those would be just ripe for having to be replaced on the regular.
Mm-hmm.
Which a blimp, you could you assume you could just have it skedaddle for a little while.
Yeah, like, okay, well, just leave.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna hit the west side. All right, well, we'll just either scoot way east, just let it pass right on by.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or they could dock it.
Like, yeah, right.
Put it in the hangar or whatever. That was the most interesting thing I saw the entire trip, I think.
So is this research going to be valuable for our Skyports and our game?
That was exactly what I was thinking. Fuck, I bet we could get a city on that goddamn thing. Transport mobile bar.
The airship
bar.
Medieval cities aren't that big.
The shit writes itself. You produce an alcohol with the proof required to simultaneously get drunk and also use as a combustible engine fuel.
Sure.
Shit writes itself. Although
we do have an alchemy lab now, so
we do have an alchemy lab. So
as soon as Andromiarch the Taint Lifter is done.
It's Sam's son's 1 year birthday today.
It sure is.
That is wild to me.
That little guy is growing quick too.
Oh, he's gonna be big.
Yeah.
he's gonna be big.
he's gonna be moose sized.
Yeah. He's gonna be bigger than his mom.
Oh, easily. Probably by like 10 or 11. Like that's not even a joke. Haley is very petite, and Sam is not.
Sam is not. It's like Chibi and his wife, just like the incongruity of sizes.
Yep. It's very similar to Sam and Haley.
Mm-hmm. I gave him a vest.
Nice.
Last year, it was the right call.
Yep. I don't think I have a whole lot else.
Me neither.
Great movie. Absolutely recommended. Perfect for anyone. Like, there's no... I would have a hard time putting a limitation on who I would say this movie would be good for. It's good for families. It's good for adults.
Yeah. It was just fucking good.
Just really good all around.
I have told literally everybody I know to watch this movie because it's really fucking funny.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to watch it, and you're like, oh, no, you need to. So thank you for that. Absolutely.
I don't even know why I turned it on to begin with. I think something in the one of the trailers made me laugh, and I was like, oh, I mean, like, I'm doing fuck all else. Like,
right.
This is good enough to just keep on while I'm doing something else.
And sure.
Boy, howdy was it.
And if it's terrible, you can always just turn it off.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to get a discount from Netflix for turning it off because you didn't like that one.
No.
Speaking of Netflix, I see that they're now filming season 3 of Umbrella Academy.
I thought season 3 was supposed to be out this summer.
I don't know. It seems to be that they are filming it, and from the social media stuff that's being posted, it sounds like they're early in the filming.
Release date.
Unless they're showing images that are old. The thing I saw said it had an expected release date of next year at this time.
Yeah. Should be released on Netflix sometime in early or spring 2022.
Yep. Yeah.
Fuck, what was I thinking of then?
Not Ozark.
That's Ozark. Still on.
Yeah, they're going to do a final season. It's really good.
Oh, no, it's really good. I didn't watch the third season, though. Or did I? I don't remember.
It ends with a plane landing and them getting off of it.
No.
Okay. And it's a big moment.
I think I ended with a boat at the end of season
2. Okay. Yep. That would be season 2. I would say watch season 3. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Loki so far.
It's all right. Best thing about Loki, Owen Wilson's mustache.
That is doing pretty great.
Doing a lot of work.
It is doing a lot of work.
Doing a lot of work.
It's doing the lard's work.
Doing the lard's work.
So they made Loki charms. Mm-hmm. They're mischievously delicious. They sold out in seconds. They had 3,500 boxes. They were selling for $5 a pop. Sold. They said that they sold out within seconds. God damn. They're already selling for like $100 on eBay.
That doesn't surprise me.
No.
Not at all.
All right. I say we call this one.
Yeah.
Again, I don't have too much else to talk, and I feel like if I just keep talking, it's just going to diminish the enjoyment for overhyping the movie.
Yep.
So, all right. We will see you guys next time with another round. No. Yeah, sure. Yeah.